Good morning, God bless you all, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today I'd just really like to share and say that, you know, I recently, someone said to me that you've changed. And I sat and I didn't know how to take it. I didn't know whether this was, for me, I knew this was a wonderful thing, but I didn't actually know directly whether it was a negative or whether it was a positive. And this really got me thinking today. It got me thinking of how God changes us. How that when we become a believer, that He is the one that changes us from the inside. The person we once was beforehand no longer serves us. The things that our carnal mind used to crave, our mind doesn't crave anymore. Our priorities become different. Our life becomes different. And I was really sat and I was dwelling on the things of God, and I was thinking about how much has people changed in the last 5 years. And when I look at this, I don't mean, okay, because, you know, day by day things do change, you know, there could be really big significant changes within your life, that you might have children, or, you know, you have a new job. Apologize, had a phone call, and like big significant changes that is gonna go on. But what I mean by change is really change from the inside, that how you act and react to things are completely different. The person that you used to be is no longer, that you deal with things differently. So for instance, when I know I didn't have children, that when I couldn't cope, I would then go to substance misuse. And I would go on the negative cycle of this consistently. And I wouldn't actually deal with the wounds that were inside of me and what I need healing from, I wouldn't deal with. It would just become a mask for my problems that actually were still there, but I would try and cover them up. But the last 5 years has been such a healing process, a process that God really does change us from the inside. He wants us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And we renew our minds, we build better habits, we see the things that God has for us, you know, we see that actually the life that we used to serve is dead, and that we truly can act in a complete different manner than we used to, that our reactions are so different to how they used to be, because God calls us to change. God calls us that we do not stay the same. You're meant to change. You're meant to be being excited, being joyful, actually having the fruits of the spirits living within you and manifesting within your life. And it's a mindset that God then builds your faith, so you're not fearing or doubting, or you're not in any state of negativity on a daily basis, that actually you're building faith within your heart, you're building faith within your mind, and it changes you. You know, you become so free and so light that people will completely recognize a complete different person to who you were. And that's great, because it's such a testimony of God's love, of how God wants each and every one of us to show up each and every one of us to really not be conformed, not be fashioned by this world. And what I mean is that the world has its way, the world and the carnal mind has its ways. You know, there's such a, especially in the UK, there's such a vast amount of people who most weekends will have an alcoholic drink, because, or even on the evenings will have a drink to kind of get rid of the stress throughout the day. And if you can, it's not the right coping mechanism. If you can drink and it's not a coping mechanism, it's absolutely fine. My coping mechanism now is praying, is really going to God, is waking up in the morning, is getting ahead of the day. Before my children wake up, I am ahead of the day. I am not being conformed to this world. I'm really ensuring that God is renewing myself by his word, by the words that he speaks to me, that I'm listening intent, being humble and meek, and we all can. I'm so humble towards God. I have such a need towards him, because I know without him I am nothing, that I would not have been able to live the life or be free the way I'm now freed from this world. I am healed, so then I can then go to people and show them they can also be healed. I am forgiven, so I know to forgive people. I am freed from sin, and people can also be freed from sin, from that mental upset, that anxious thoughts that may try to rise up within you. And don't get me wrong, there could be points that you may still feel anxious about, but it doesn't take over you. You can control these things, and you can control your mind, your thoughts and emotions. When you come to God, he just teaches you. He teaches you what to do to come out of what you may be in, come out of your circumstances, come out of your how your mind may be thinking, that actually you can surely be free, and you don't need to have these emotions control you anymore. Your emotions become things that you can really control, that you can sit in your really, I love how God truly washes away, that it washes things away from you, and step by step you're just seeing things and prayers and, you know, the things that you're praying for, you know, that he really shows up, that you no longer want to be that person that you once were, that you really want to ensure that you're pleasing God and you're not pleasing man. And why? Because we live on this earth for eternity also, and that when we become bold and confident and we start to show up for God and for ourselves and really be true to who we are inside, you know. I am a true believer of God, and I still have, there's still many things that I still need to become more bolder in situations, but God is definitely working on me with that. He's showing me things that it's just going to come out, that I'm excited it comes out with a loving manner, that people start to see that you've changed. And that is such a testimony to God, that you don't need to be thinking and speaking the way that the world is, and that how the world thinks and speaks. You really don't need to be still living in that mindset. You know, God has freed you from every mental any sign of mental health. He's really healed you from any sign of health condition. He's healed you from anything in your life that you may need to become better, he can do this for you. He will give you things. Like, I'm amazed by just this hour in the morning that I am able to, that he encouraged me, like, on a personal level, like, really take your time for me, my spare time for me, and it's absolutely working amazing. He's really such a loving God. I'm so thankful. So thankful for being, for God giving me the humble and meek heart that I have, and to listen to you, because when you surely, truly want something, you have big dreams, big visions, big goals with God, then he is really going to show up for you, and he's going to ensure that the dreams within your heart is going to be manifested, and then there's going to be things that you need to do to then, for them, those dreams and those visions to then become reality. And it's just great, it's wonderful, and I know that we can all have such a fantastic journey, and when we choose God, we truly choose life, we choose great things, and because he's got great things for each and every one of us. God bless you.